said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me,
till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
We live in the world of words. Words shape our lives. When a child is born, he has no knowledge of words. But gradually, the thinking takes the form of words and is introduced to the world of communication, dialogues with others, and the life henceforth depends upon words that person decides. Positive words, negative words. Positive words lead to positive effect. Negative words lead to negative effects. And they play a great role in shaping our destiny. But the positive words alone are not enough. If there is inside negativity and positive is just forced on the surface, that will not work. In this journey of pranic living, words carry a great importance. It helps us in making this journey smooth and easy. But as I said, it should not be just on the surface. They should go deep within. Because the journey is long. And we want to make this journey hassle-free, effortless. The journey should become a labor of love, an effortless effort. Then only it can become sustainable. Then only there would be consistency. Otherwise, every fall fills us with guilt and shame and no further desire to continue the journey. You will have to accept the falls. The pranic journey is a triangle where you eat healthy food and you enjoy and you reap the benefits of clear thinking. Of feeling lighter, feeling energetic. But sometimes there would be indulgence. And this indulgence can happen sometimes. So even if it happens, let it remain guilt-free and shame-free. So you enjoy this also. That's why they say that once in a while you should eat unhealthy food that keeps you on the path. That keeps you on the path. Because when you will eat, there might be social occasions. That might be because of love. Somebody is feeding you out of love. Or somebody you love is giving you that thing to eat, or some old emotions, they crop up on the surface, or boredom, or things are there and you don't know what to do, or somebody has gifted you something prepared by his or her own hand, or you feel lack of love. So when you feel lack of love within, you feel like to eat. Eating is not just for hunger. Hunger is just one part of it. when there is an inner vacuum and emptiness, when you feel tired, diseased, weak, feverish, lonely, helpless, hapless, restless, aimless, that time one resorts to eating. Because we do not know any other method to deal with these situations. So there would be some indulgences in this path. So accept those indulgences also. And third, fasting and cleansings. So even if you do this, you should immediately resort to, rather the body itself would try to get rid of it the next day. So pranic journey is in fact the strangle where you eat healthy, but sometimes there would be unhealthy eatings and then followed by fasting and cleansings. So this will go on for some time. Some time means few years. There are only few born fortunate who suddenly become pranic. But they might be having certain genes. But others may take long time. You keep on oscillating between these three. Sometimes here, then here. So you have to accept this journey. And words would help you a lot. And the power of words cannot be underrated. That's why it is known as positive affirmations. These positive affirmations help a lot. But know also that should be very deep. It should not be just on the surface. You can teach a dog a trick, but you cannot make a dog a genius. So positive thinking is a trick, but that doesn't mean that positive thinking would eliminate the negativity which is within you. You have to work on those negativities to find the source. Simply thrusting positive thoughts on the surface is not going to make you a positive, optimistic personality, because negativity is deep within. A man sees that three persons are playing cards. But he is startled to see that there is one more person, and that person is not person but a dog is sitting and playing the card. So there are overall four people, three people and one dog. And he is stunned to see that dog is doing perfectly well. So he asks, whose dog is this? One of the three persons is owner, and he says, I am the owner of this dog. The man says, your dog is doing perfectly well. He knows playing cards so well. The man says, the owner, not really. Because whenever the dog gets a good card, he moves his tail, he wags his tail, and that reveals everything. So he cannot get rid of his old habit. But yes, still, this is a very important chapter. Rather, we will take three chapters in sequence. Today is positive affirmations or power of words. And two more things are very closely linked with this chapter, this topic. And that is law of attraction and third, visualization. So these three things would help you achieve whatever you want in life. Life like attracts like, and visualization. Tomorrow we'll take law of attraction. The day after tomorrow we'll talk about visualization. Today we will discuss positive affirmations. So what are these positive affirmations and how they are going to help us in this pranic journey? In increasing the pranic flow, in making us more and more pranic. The journey should be gradual. And as you progress ahead, you realize something from your own experience. And what is that something? Whenever those who have gone on raw vegan, they know the effect. The moment you eat cooked food, it triggers lust. And makes you body conscious. This is an experience. Second, the moment you eat cooked food, your soul consciousness comes down. SC comes down and BC goes up. In today's Sakar Murli Baba, in essence, Baba said, take precautions with your food and drink. With your food and drink. Today's Sakar Murli. Essence. You also realize something else. Something very subtle. Whole Murli, you keep on listening. Be soul conscious. Remember Father. You cannot remember Father and listen until you become soul conscious. But how to become soul conscious? Just by uttering, repeating, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul, do you become soul conscious? Soul conscious should become the result of something else. And that something else is the missing link. So there is only one Purusharth. There is only one effort. No other effort. There is only and only, only one method. One more is there that we will see later on, some other day, which I have kept. Still a secret, though not secret, everybody knows still. There is a problem in these four things, and there is no problem in these three things. As I said, pranic journey begins from non-vegetarian diet. You realize the ill effects of non-veg, and you say, this is bad, stop it, it is violence. I cannot be violent. And you enter into vegetarian. And now you are a proud vegetarian. You proud yourself that we don't eat non-veg. These are bad people who eat non-veg. They will go to hell. You develop strong hatred for such people. You can't tolerate even the smell of non-vegetarian diet. You feel them, they are inferior and impure. And you are purer and better. They are Shudras and you are Brahmin. But they also suffer and you also suffer. They are also sick and you are also sick. They get heart attack and you also get heart attacks and strokes and hypertensions and diabetes and all the diseases of the world. But you feel that they suffer more and you suffer less. So gradually you understand something more. And you shift from vegetarian to veganism. You understand this milk is also a dangerous thing. It's also an animal product and we don't need it. So now you are a proud vegan and you look down upon these vegetarians. And these are bad people. They drink milk and all the milk products and they suffer from allergies and mucus and they don't know. They are still agyani. Now you are a proud vegan. Because you think that is also knowledge. So you enter into this new thing. It is a fad. Vegan toli and non-vegan toli. Two tolis which are distributed in some of the countries in BK centers. Those who are vegan BKs and non-vegan BKs. They feel that we are better. We support non-violence and our vibrations are higher. Your vibrations are lower. But they are still cooking. There is still a problem. But definitely in all these stages, there is a fluctuation of mood and emotions. Because they all are eating cooked. And vegetarian person would always give all the ill effects of non-veg food. But he will never talk about the ill effects of vegetarianism. Your vegetables, they will never talk against them. They'll keep that hidden. So there is a problem in all this. The problem reduces only in last 2-3. And what are they? Then you understand that wherever there is cooking, there is irritability. There is rajas. There is craving, there are urges. You are still a slave to taste. You still suffer from hunger and cravings and intense hunger. You just want to eat, forgetting everything. Keep all this knowledge aside. We will do more yoga. The problem reduces only in last 2-3.
When you turn into raw vegan. And not just raw vegan, but 100% raw vegan.
When you understand that all fire is dangerous. So, the problem is less here and the journey continues. Then you enter into the world of fruits, fruitarian. Only fruits. When you realize these vegetables are not needed. The greens are not needed. And then liquids. No more chewing. Only little drinking and you are happy. So problem is much less here in these three. And the last is breatharian, who doesn't need all these things. He survives on prana and quantum energy. You are an energy player, energy worker here. But you cannot become this overnight. You have to go through these stages. Stay raw vegan for some time. Few months or few years, then only jump towards fruits or only fruitarian and then only move towards liquids. But you keep on playing with these three things all the time. Here, 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 here. And in between, you have to take the help of fasting. For fasting, you need affirmations because body resists it. Body doesn't want all this out of comfort zone. Things. So for this you need good affirmations. And what are those affirmations? Two steps. Step 1 and step 2. Step 1, before going to sleep. When you are lying on the bed, that time start your affirmation. An affirmation should have two things. First, it should be in present and second, positive. It should not have negative words. Suppose you are overweight. And you want to reduce weight. The affirmation should not be like, I don't want to become overweight. So because subconscious mind understands the language of words. Subconscious mind understands the language of pictures. Words invoke symbolism in subconscious mind. This is a very important statement. Words invoke symbolism. When I say hug, kiss, hold, This is creating an image in the subconscious mind. Love, it creates an image. Hate, it creates an image. So, the word should be positive and in present tense. For example, I am going to have a beautiful day. I am having a beautiful day. Better not in future also. It's best if the affirmation is in present tense and don't use negative words. Only positive. If you want to lose weight, say, I am thin. I am energetic. I am happy. In shape. Perfect weight. This is affirmation. So positive. And second, it should be in the present tense. These are the two things. And I was saying step one before going to sleep and step two after waking up. So these are the two timings when you should practice affirmations for anything you want to achieve in life, whether it is health or success or anything, because these are the times when the timings when the mind is very active. If you are addicted, addictions, so many addictions are there. Somebody is addicted to watching mobile or television while eating. This is the greatest addiction. When you watch, when you eat, you watch television or some movie or something. So now you have to work on this. Somebody is addicted to tea, somebody is addicted to coffee, somebody is... If you want to make any change in your routine lifestyle, in your dinacharya, it's not so easy. Because you cannot see it directly. It is very difficult to make any change. If somebody tells you, you become angry. If somebody tells you, what are you doing? You are moving around. It is a time for yoga. You are angry with that person. If somebody corrects you, you don't like. You will look at him as an enemy. So if this is your lifestyle, your routine, and you want to make any change, you have to see it with a penetrative eye. And for that seeing, you need a lot of silence. Otherwise, you cannot make any correction here. It will go on like this only, without change, for years together. You will not love to make any change there. Though you know that it is wrong, but still you cannot make any change. Because there is a desire, but there are no efforts. Desire is there, but efforts are not there. And efforts means deep penetration. It should become dharana. So for that, you have to take help of these two things. Step one, before going to sleep, and step two, once you wake up. These two times you create affirmations and you start repeating those affirmations. Then only this will happen. There are certain affirmations for fasting. You can take use because, as I said, nobody loves. What are they? I choose to fast. I choose a long of longevity. These are affirmations. I am prepared to reap the many benefits of fasting. I am happy with my decision to fast. I am achieving the goals I set for myself. Fasting allows me to feel more connected to my life. As I said, entry of anything foreign into the body makes you body conscious. Not allowing, at least for some time, makes you soul conscious. Fasting cleanses my body and my soul. These are affirmations. You have to create affirmations. And keep repeating them, repeating them, repeating them, repeating them. It is like auto-hypnosis. Yesterday's Murli, there was a statement. I am buffalo, I am buffalo, I am buffalo. You keep on repeating it. You don't become buffalo, but the mind is programmed. If you are told, enter through this gate. I can't. It is so small. How will I enter? I need a bigger one. So how you program your mind? It is all about that. There is a resistance in your mind. You can't do it ever. You feel this harms my body. How will you do it? But when you know that, it makes me soul conscious. It makes me stabilized in my remembrance. my body consciousness reduces and my soul consciousness increases, then you will readily do it. It helps me get rid of some diseases. It helps me feel energetic, powerful. My yoga increases, my clarity of mind increases, then only you will do it. We are selfish beings. We don't do anything without purpose. Why will we do? We don't do. My mind is becoming more powerful than my body. This is also an affirmation. Fasting opens my mind to new ideas and new experiences. I resolve to carry on with my fast. My mind is unbreakable. My will is beyond reach. I carry out a successful fast. And it is a victory if you carry out that. Your first 24 hours dry fast is the greatest victory you have achieved. It is the ultimate test of your courage. It is the test of your fortitude. It is the test of your mind. First 24 hours dry. Once you are successful in this, then you become confident now to extend it to 36 hours. And you are carrying out all your activities. And you are looking absolutely normal. Because you are training the body. You are cleaning the body. The housework is going on. The dead cells are going out. The denatured cells are going out. The body has started the process of autophagy. And when you come out of this as successful, you are very powerful. And the power is not just on body, but in your thoughts. Once you can get rid of food addiction, you can get rid of all your other addictions. Your addictions to persons, to people, to places, to all other things. You realize the futility and worthlessness of other things. Your digital addictions are so easy to overcome once you overcome food addiction. I am purging my body of toxins by fasting. I am gaining greater clarity of mind. By fasting, I am eliminating distractions that hinder my progress. I am overcoming my negative thinking through fasting. My decision to fast is mine and mine alone. I will carry out through the end. I am undergoing a physical, mental and spiritual fasting. Spiritual purification by fasting. We are doing this fasting not just for health purpose, but for purifying the mind. It is for the reason of total purification, Atma Shuddhi. That is the reason I am doing it. Because the reason, experience says that the moment you start eating, you become soul conscious, body conscious. The moment, so long you stay away, you are soul conscious. So now you understand how to keep a balance between these. You have to maintain your weight without losing it. Energy levels very high and sleep naturally reducing. Next, fasting helps me look better. Fasting helps me feel better. Fasting makes me better version of myself. I am realizing the full beauty of my body by fasting. I am initiating positive changes in my life. Through fasting, I am breaking barriers that limit my potential. Fasting allows me to break free from unhealthy patterns of behavior. You cannot see a terrorist sitting and eating fruit. It is not possible. He has to eat non-veg and cooked. To create that hatred, that negativity within. Yes, but if a terrorist is made to go on 7 days of fruit fast, he cannot remain terrorist after that. The mind will change automatically. If a person is addicted to smoking and alcohol, ask him to sit and don't give him anything but fruit. He will come out as a sage. It is the food that makes us what we are. So if you want to change your emotions, your habit patterns, your addictions, your compulsions, your obsessions, your infatuations, and get rid of unnecessary love affairs, start food affair. Fruit affair rather. Fasting makes me more sensitive to my spiritual needs. Fasting empowers my mind and soul. Through fasting, I experience real hunger. We don't have experience of real hunger actually. We are eating as per the clock. It is not the question of hunger. It's 1 o'clock, let me start eating. Whether you're hungry or not. It's 8 o'clock. I have to enter right from Murli into the dining because it's a time. So you're eating as per the clock. You're not eating as per the RBN, real need of RNB, real need of body. That is very less. And unnecessary introductions of unnecessary toxins leading to diseases, and then your medications and unnecessary pharmacy. True fasting, I disconnect from worldly desires. Abundant blessings await me at the end of my fast. There are so many, about 100 above affirmations. We'll post this in group. There is one international fasting group. If you want, you can join that. It is by a person, he's a very good friend of ours, Eric brother from Israel. He runs an international fasting group. It's an international fasting group, not just of BKs, but all non-BKs. All over the world, people are there. It's a WhatsApp group. If you want, you can join. For joining, you need to message Brother Eric. Then only he will accept you in that group. And they do fasting the fasting starts on Friday evening till Saturday evening. Indian timing may be 5 p.m. to 5 p.m. So, and if you see in that group, I'll show you previously. So many people and every week they give interview of one person. So somebody will do water fast, somebody will do juice fast. They will write name, country, and what fast they are doing. So particular name, India, dry. Particular name, Sweden, liquid fast. Particular name, Norway, dry fast. Water fast, water fast, water fast, water fast, dry fast. Juice fast, juice fast, water fast. India, Turkey, South Africa, Australia. So there are people from all over the world in that international group. So if you want, you can join that. Some people are on fruits for a long time, like this brother. Today is the 58th day on fruit only lifestyle. We'll continue same. So if you want, you can join that. So you get a support from group. I had spoken of these. I had joined and I left long back, but it's a big group, very big group. Started way back into 2019 or even before that. And I had mentioned about this group in different classes that time. But people share their experience in that group. What happened? And with what you are going to break your fast, they share the picture of that. So that increases your power. And what happened? How they get rid of addictions. So many addictions they had. And how this just once a week fast. It's a weekly fasting international group. It's not BKs, but 50% are BK in that group now. So a lot of people from India are in that group. A lot of people from UK, US, Australia, Africa. So many people are there because they see the result. And every week there is a talk by one person. Yeah. We will share on groups, English group, Brother Eric. So you have to message him. He's from Israel. You have to message him. Then only he will add you in group. He himself is on liquidarian diet from last 6 years. Like for 6 or more years. So he's a good friend of ours. So you can message him and get yourself joined and at least start this practice of doing once a week 24 hours fast. That fast could be water, coconut water, or dry, or fruit alone, or raw. If you fear to go totally dry, because it is difficult. Once you are confident, once you have a grip, then only you can do a longer fasting. There is yet another international group of Brother Frederick. It's a prolonged fasting. 7 days dry, 10 days dry, 15 days dry. And they do it so easily. They go and come back. Hardly losing 2-3 kg weight. And they come out, drink one glass of coconut water. Next day weight increases. So that's very easy. Because body is already detoxed. Body is already cleaned. So you can do this easily. And during this period, how to sustain that? You need group support. Somebody can do it alone, but when the group support is there, people will share, oh, when I started fasting, oh, this happened, that happened, this is happening to me. Doctors, I shared this to my doctor and doctor was shouting at me. People will share such experiences. Doctor said, hey, what are you doing? Whom you are following? Stop all this. So there are group of people. Then there would be talks by cardiologist. Recently, there was a talk by cardiologist, 3 hours talk.
by a cardiologist on fasting. That's so different because medical science here doesn't recognize all these things. They think they are dangerous. It is a pseudo diet. It is anti-science. Stop this. Because people have died. Because they don't have those written publication literature about all this pranic living. So it's a big journey. So continue it. We will share the name of guru, number of brother Eric. So you can message him and join this group and do at least once a week, Saturday, Friday evening till Saturday evening. So today is that day. Fasting is going on. And there are many in this group sitting here right now who are already in that group. Om Shanti.
Tvameva mata chapita tvameva tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. 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 Deep in the woods.